Welcome to episode 210 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week, I'm bringing you the second of my shows relating to this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed, an event which I photograph each summer for a number of publications. As I've said previously, it always comprises several long, hot, busy days for me, but they are ultimately very rewarding. Now, ironically, it can get quite chilly in the evenings, and this time around, you join me as the light is fading, and I prepare to photograph the Thursday night fireworks playing out high above the central feature and Goodwood House. First, a quick heads up. Obviously, fireworks are very loud, so if you're listening to this through headphones, you might want to turn the volume down slightly at the point where the display is about to begin, and then again turn it up as I talk over the pictures I've just taken. So, that said, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 210! It's just about 10 to 10 in the evening, and as I record this, it is my first foray into this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed. Now, those of you who are long-term listeners or followers will know that the Goodwood Festival of Speed is an event that I attend every year, and I photograph the event either for Goodwood or for magazines, publications, websites, and so forth. So, the reason I'm here now at this time, the main event itself is considered to be the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but the Thursday has the Moving Motor Show, which is a sort of a preview of modern releases of cars and what have you. The event itself is all about motorsport, the history of motorsport, developments, and classic, iconic cars, everything from McLaren F1s to motorcycles, all this sort of thing. Now, on the Thursday, as it is now, there is a firework display outside or over the top of Goodwood House. And as I stand here, it's in front of me, and they're just adjusting the lights to light up the central display. And every year this changes. It's a big structure, and this year it's celebrating 100 years of BMW. And there's a big display screen alongside it, which is showing some developments over those 100 years. The display itself has three, I think I'm right in saying, from the angle that I'm stood at, has three cars spanning those 100 years. Everything from, I think there's an F1 car here, there's something from, I honestly can't tell here, it's backlit and I haven't seen in full daylight what the structure looks like. So these are real cars that are suspended all these metres up in the air. Really impressive every year. They're testing a smoke machine, I think. So I'm just setting up my camera. And with me, I've got a simple backpack here. It's the Lowepro Photosport 200AW. If you haven't seen it, I did a review of this bag some time ago. And I'll link to that in the show notes. But what I'm doing is I'm just having a look at what my position is going to be. Now, I had a very quick look through the camera. I've got my Nikon D3 because it's very good at low light. I also have a D800 in my bag just in case I need a backup. I've got a 24-70mm lens on the camera at the moment. Just going to take that off because I think it's because of this particular structure spanning so wide, I think that particular lens is going to be just not quite wide enough. So alongside that, I'm going to put my lenses away that I'm not using because it's starting to get ever so slightly damp here. I'm just going to turn around. Oops, one of those evenings where I can't seem to get the lens hood to screw on reverse. There we go, as I put it away. Everyone's preparing. There's you can hear support tractors going by and all this sort of thing. So I'm going to put this lens away. And I've got this Sigma 10-20mm, really nice sharp lens, super wide lens. I don't use it a lot, but this is a prime example of where it really does come into its own. So I'm going to put the lens hood, sorry, the lens cap away in my bag so that I don't lose it. The light is fading. The camera is mounted on a Gitzo Series 2 Traveller tripod, and I'm just going to turn the camera towards the structure. That's looking nice. I can get Goodwood House and the structure in there. That's good. One thing I've got to do is bear in mind that as much as I might like to frame it up in a certain way, you're going to have the fireworks going up overhead. You can hear them testing the audio. Just going to jump up onto some hay bales. Now, we have had the most torrential rain over the last couple of days. It's meant to be lovely over the coming days, but everything is very damp. It's very muddy on the tracks where cars are parked and what have you. You can hear all the support vehicles doing what they do. And just extending the legs of the tripod, I've actually, like I say, I've stood up on the bales that line the track here. The track, for those of you who don't know, at Goodwood, is actually the drive that runs up through the estate, through past Goodwood House itself. And that is what's referred to as the hill climb. And it's a 1.16 mile track. Now, let's see. I'm just going to frame up again. Oops. I'm here in plenty of time just to try and get my framing and see if I can... That's nice. I just need to make sure that I don't have things like the security cordon that's here, the flagpoles, all that sort of thing. I don't need that in front. So this is a really quite a wide shot. I'm going to set the camera at F8. And I'm going to actually angle up. I'm going to frame it quite wide and angle up. So I'm going to lock the focus on the central display. And this is, I can see that I'm going to have this flagpole in the frame. I'm going to just keep the focus locked. That flagpole is just coming through. There we go. So I'm going to lock the camera in position, put the focus onto manual. Do you know the one thing I didn't bring with me? I did bring it. It's in my camera case back in the car. The one thing I didn't bring was a remote release. So what I'm going to have to do is go to self-timer. There we go. And what that allows me to do, I'm going to lock the camera in position, is trigger very carefully. I'm going to trigger the camera by pressing the button. A release allows you not to have to touch the camera. Self-timer delay... Do you know what? It's on 2 seconds. By the time the fireworks get going, it could well be actually that I just go to pressing the camera and just being very careful. Anyway, I'm going to set the ISO at ISO 1000 to begin with, and that's giving me half a second at F8. So this is a quick test shot. So the timer is activated. There we go. That's nice. One thing I have to bear in mind with this camera is that I get a vignette because of this lens. It's a DX lens on a FX camera. So what I'm going to do is just go into the menu system and find the image area. Where are we? Pitch control. Can never find it. Oh, here comes the music. Da, 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 da. Image area, let's have a look. It says auto DX crop is off, so I'm going to go to choose image area, DX format. There we go. And so now I've got to recompose because that is not giving me enough of an angle. So I'm just going to do the same thing again. Actually, what I'm going to do is move to my right. And we're waiting just for the light to drop so that the fireworks will look really nice and what have you. Just move to my right because I'm just getting the flagpoles coming in. There we go. I've gone too far to the right. This is why we arrive early. Let's see, that's nice. There's one flagpole just creeping in. I'm just going to frame up, see if I can... Not going to be able to crop that out. Let me do a test shot and see. So, lock the focus. Step back. Okay, so that's a flag. If there was no real... Just zooming in on the back of the screen. That's nice. If there's no real interference with the fireworks, I will be able to clone that out, remove it. I could go down a bit lower. Maybe I'll try that. I've got the time. That'll just give me the chance to avoid that completely. I don't see as much harm in doing that. So, I'm going to lower the camera down. There we go. So as you can tell, there's a lot of fine-tuning, testing back and forth. So I'm right up to this cordon now. So I've skipped the poles. I'm going to just put my camera on the floor there. Now hopefully what I'll do is I will talk as we have the fireworks going off. That's always my intention with these recordings on this particular occasion. So let me just have a look. Recomposed, that's actually looking really nice. I've got Goodwood House right down at the bottom of the screen. In previous years, there's been all sorts of stuff in the foreground, which is quite messy. Things like tables with champagne for people and all this sort of thing. They may well put that out, but at the moment, I'm just going to assume it's going to stay clear. I'm going to compose, lock the focus. There we go. So the focus is locked on the central display. I'm going to frame it, angling right up, allowing space, because it's my anticipation that what I'll have to do is correct the... Hello there. Correct the converging verticals of the house and what have you. So we're just going to do a quick test shot. The focus is locked. There we go. That's nice. If this is absolutely nice and sharp, which it is, I'm going to leave that exactly as it is. All the exposure, everything will change later. I might have to recompose and what have you. But that, as a starting point, gives me a nice framing, allows me space to crop, allows me a bit of leeway at the bottom if I need to angle the camera up a bit more. If I do have to do that, I'll leave the focus locked and just angle the camera a bit more. And we'll just take it from there. So hopefully that's given you a good little intro to the setup for this. I don't know when the fireworks are actually going to start, because it's getting darker now and... I don't know. I gather it was 10 o'clock last night when they did some fireworks for a separate part of the event. But we shall see. So I'm going to leave that there for now, and I will catch up with you just as soon as the action happens. Okay, so we've had the speech with Lord March introducing the central display. There's all this smoke appearing, and that's going to be problematic, I can tell you already, because it gets everywhere. And when the light shines, it just blanks everything out. So let's just see what we're going to do. I'm going to set the ISO to 2000. The aperture is down at f8. I'd experimented a bit with F11. It's all building quite dramatically. Got lasers going on, which is quite nice. Let's see. These shutter speeds at the moment are going to be too slow to freeze any fireworks. Already the smoke is becoming a big haze. this happens every year. Let's see what happens. I'm going to go to... ISO 5.6. Magota. Sorry. 5.6, ISO 4000. Got 15th and second. Right, what I'm going to do is take it off the timer. I've got a little torch in my pocket. It's really, here we go, quite dark for now. So I'm going to, there we go, that's fine. That was the first firework. There we go. That's working quite well. It's going to just build and build and build. ISO 4000 at f5.6. I'm going to talk sort of a little bit sporadically, if you can hear me. Just shooting away. That's right. Nothing dramatic with these at the moment. Very loud. There we go. That's more like it. Yeah, that's it. Good. And folks doing, oh, that's right. Bright orange. That's looking nice. So it's kind of, oh, got flames going this year. That's really, that's more dramatic. Burning out a little bit. So what I'm going to do is just, the smoke is going to be right towards me now. I'm going to go to, still at the same setting, just waiting it out a little bit. Because those flames are lovely, but what's happening is the smoke is making just sort of like a diffuser, just a block of bright white or bright colour. But this is good, this is more interesting than it has been in previous years. I'm just going to do a quick test of the shot. I'm going to look in close up. Yeah, that's looking okay. Everything's looking a little bit soft, as you might expect. Ah, perfect framing, brilliant. These fireworks are starbursts. Absolutely perfect. Wonderful. Ah, okay, so just as a quick reference, 2.5 seconds, f5.6, ISO 4000. This is lovely, really nice. Okay. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Perfect. Smoke has died down a little bit. That's nice. We've got these kind of shooting rockets, which are kind of okay, but what I like to have is the starburst that bursts over the top of Goodwood House here. The central display itself is kind of being lost in the smoke, but that's okay. Half of these have been chucked away, so we can't really do much with them. Just firing up a series of pictures. Now seeing what I can capture. Very, very noisy this year. Wonderful. I hope you're catching some of this. I apologise if you can't hear me when I'm talking. Lasers are cutting through that smoke now, it's quite nice. Interestingly, when the fireworks stop, it just becomes this smoke streak. The fireworks really cut through it, add interest. There we go. Lovely. Wow. Okay, so we've got the flames going again. Again, you can't really in this shot at the moment, you can't see the flames like licking up, they're like fireballs. Really dramatic. I'm gonna have to go to something like ISO 6400, try and freeze some of this. No, it's too much. No, I'm gonna go back to ISO 4000. And wait for them. That's it, wait for the fireworks. Yeah. So what's happening? There's, you know, some of the lights die down and everything gets, the house is almost like a silhouette, a semi-silhouette. It's all right, it's dramatic, it's nice. I got the shot I wanted. So this is just a case of following it through. Oh, there's a big sign lit up that says 2016, which is lovely, but it's absolutely burnt out. I'm going to try one thing. I'm going to go to F4 and then ISO 6400. No, that sign is disappearing into the light. Even if I was to drop the exposure right now on manual, I reckon it would still be lost. I'll try it. I'm going to go to, I don't know, F5.6, and we'll go to 60th of a second. No. I'm just going to review a shot, I'm going to look into it closer. I've got the sign there. It looks nice, but everything else is just kind of lost. So what I'm going to do, I was shooting on manual there, so I'm going to go back to aperture priority. I'm going to go back to ISO 4000. I'm at 5.6. And we'll just see. I think I've got the best of that. The whole place is lit up. Really, really bright now. Yeah. Brilliant. It's very rare. It's very rare that I get excited at this point with these fireworks. It's very rare that I kind of applaud immediately and what have you, but that was really good. Really, really nice. So, let's just have a little little thing. There's going to be a display of a car going by. Obviously a BMW, you hear all the screeching. What I'm going to do, I'm probably not going to photograph this, I'm never that sort of interested in it. Everything's really dark. I'm not going to start using flash. I'm not going to worry too much about this. I'm here to do the fireworks. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pause my recording, and then when things are sort of quietened down a little bit, what I'll do is I'll just review my pictures, talk over them. Okay, so I'm going to pause things for a moment, and I'll catch up with you in a little while once the noise has died down and this display has finished. Okay, so now the excitement has subsided somewhat. The guests who had come out from their dinner and made their way over to the grandstands, they're now making their way back to their various hotels and motorhomes and all that sort of thing. So I'm still in exactly the same spot. I've got the display in front of me, and I'm just going to talk through this set of pictures. I don't know how many I've taken. Just turn the camera back on. 90, including test shots, which I did previously. I've done 96 shots. So what I'm going to do is just very quickly skip through the shots. Okay, so I think by far the best combination was ISO 4000 with, I think it was F5.6 or something around that point. The smoke really is an issue because the central display here, the feature, is lit by very bright lamps, lights, which are shone right up to light it from below very dramatically, which is great. But then when the smoke comes, all they do essentially is they light up the smoke, which is great for atmospheric effects, but there are two ways you go about it. You either reduce the exposure so that's not as bright, but in doing so you lose detail in Goodwood House. Obviously a slower shutter speed, what am I saying, you reduce the exposure time. Okay, so a quicker shutter speed is going to freeze motion with the fireworks, but it's always going to get this. It's the balance between the fireworks, the lights, the central display, the house, all of this. So I'm looking at some of the earlier shots here. There's virtually no light in the sky now. There still was at this point. There's some nice shots. There's one here which wasn't the starburst, which I love so much. You know, it's atmospheric. You can still see the central display coming out of the smoke. You know, the rockets look nice. Everything's nice. it does add atmosphere. There is the sharpness of the picture. I know that it's in focus, but the smoke, because I'm essentially shooting through smoke, and you do get a bit of flare from the lights as well, just a fraction. Everything's slightly soft, so it will be a case of going in, maybe sharpening the picture a little bit, playing with the blacks, playing with the contrast, perhaps just to bring out that detail. Skipping through quickly, then we got to these ones where there was a bright orange light, and that was really good. You can't see that it's these fireballs, but you can see the, you know, you can see the display coming out of the flames, you know, out of that bright light. Quite nice, but what you're getting then is, it's almost taking the focus away from, the attention away from the fireworks. It's a bit of a bizarre thing. It's kind of a nice natural vignette because it's the highlight areas in the middle and darker around the outside. Some in-between shots here, which are basically throwaway ones. Then we're on to the starburst ones. There's a couple here which, you know, released really nice. The lighting is blue, so that was good. They're just off to the right-hand side, above the house, not cutting into the house, not cutting into the display. Fractionally, a little bit into a tree there. It's okay. That's okay. That's quite a nice shot. Another one which is much more kind of understated. Two little starbursts. One that's kind of, you know, full tilt, as it were. You know, the wind's carrying some of these. The exposure's playing around with the brightness and darkness. I'm just skipping through this one that's almost completely blown out. You can almost tell when a picture is, even if you took out the bright smoke and the over highlighted areas, if I'm looking at my screen here and I'm covering over with my hands the fireworks in the house, I can see the front lawn here that is really bright, and that just tells me that there's a lot of light going on there. Even before I can see the rest, I can see that it's almost too much. You know, some of these are nice. It's a real... And, of course, it's a kind of a personal preference. I mean, there's one here which is lovely. It's very dark overall. You can see the central display nicely. You can see the house coming out of the smoke, just looming in the background. But the fireworks are a lovely mix, and they're just perfectly balanced in the frame. Works really well. By this point, I'm on to frame 65, 66. Yeah, the timing's not bad on my shots here. There's a good mix, some lasers coming in there. Just skipping through. That's a nice one. Frame 79, there's a starburst in amongst a load of other stuff going on. Looking at the display, the cars, two of the cars really stand out. Another one is sort of lost into the smoke. You know, they're all right. There's two or three shots I'm pretty happy with in that lot. Out of 96 frames, I'm only going to be picking out maybe between three and... Oh, someone's having a good laugh. I don't know if you can hear that. I'm only going to be picking out 3 to 5 frames. And some of those 96 frames are the last... where are we? The last three were just some static shots without the fireworks that I shot. Just as the cars were going by doing the display, I really wasn't that taken by it this year. So there we go. That was the opening evening fireworks, the Thursday of this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed. I hope that's been interesting for you. Of course, if you've got any questions, do let me know. But as for me right now, I'm just starting to cool down a bit. I think I'm going to go and have a cup of tea and see what remains of my night. So for now, I will leave it there.
Be sure to listen to next week's episode, in which I'll be bringing you a third recording made live whilst on location at Goodwood. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.